Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Yud Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Aleph for the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ha'ifis u'kosei k'min swif o'ishah somcha l'koisel. One who builds a sukkah like a hut, which means that the two parts of the sukkah lean against each other and serve as walls, people would say like a teepee, or if he leans his schach on a wall, thereby also using the schach as the walls. Reb Lezer says it's invalid, that it does not have a roof, and Chacham says that it's valid. Machzeles konim, machzeles gedoyle, asa leshchive, mekabeles tuma, vein mesachim bo. A large mat of reeds, if it's made for lying on, then it can contract tuma and cannot be used as schach. Ulesichuch, mesachim bo, vein mekabeles tuma. If it's made as a covering, then it can be used as schach and it cannot contract tuma. Reb Lezer, Achas gedoyle v'achas katana, asa leshchive mekabeles tuma ve'im mesachim bo, or lesichuch mesachim bo ve'im mekabeles tuma. Reb Lezer says that whether it's large or small, if it was made for lying on, it can contract tuma and cannot be used as schach. If it was made as a covering, it can be used as schach and it cannot contract tuma. The Gemara says, Moide Reb Lezer lechachomim, shim haifin asuna ala bo avonim, oisha haifin gevoy min ha'oretz, pesach tefach, shehi kesheira. The Gemara says that Reb Lezer agrees that if the schach was placed on four stones or was raised a tefach above the ground, then it's valid. Tani ha'oisus u'kosei kebeif ya ha'levonoin kesheira. The Baisa says one who makes his sukkah like a house of the forest of Lebanon, which is the house like the house that King Shlomo built in Sefer Melachim, in Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin, in which the roof was arranged in a zigzag arrangement. In such a sukkah, schach is valid. Leminitzacha, for whom is this baisa needed? Reb Lezer. The Gemara answers for Reb Lezer of the Mishnah who holds that sloping tents are not considered tents, which is the reason he disqualifies the cases at the beginning of the Mishnah. However, in this case, there's a clear demarcation between the walls and the schach, so although the schach is irregularly shaped, it's still valid. Abba bar Barchana, b'shem Rav Yochanan, b'machsaleis usha shonu. Abba Barchana, quoting Rav Yochanan, says that the dispute in the Mishnah over mats is about the mats of Usha that are soft. The Tanakhama says that the large mats are usually used for coverings, and Reb Lezer says that they are usually used for lying on. Am Reb Lezer, stam machsaleis Usha tmeyos adjiasam oilim, stam machsaleis tiveria tahoyos adjiasam neshchiva. Reb Lezer says that mats of Usha may be assumed to be tamei unless they were made as coverings, and mats of Tiveria which are rigid may be assumed to be tahor unless they are made for lying on. Reb Yitzchak bar Chakula v'Reb Shimon bar Abba bar Rebbe hoyrin ke'elein al pesach ha'chanuyos shehen tahoyos. Reb Yitzchak bar Chakula and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe ruled the mats that are found hanging at the entrance of stores are tahor as they are not intended to lie on. Hoy Rebbe imi Aruga Tmeya Maul Sachikba. Rabbi Imi asked, may one use a weave that contracts tumma as is used for lying on, one may use that as schach. So Machlaikis Reb Lezer Chacham, Rabbi Imi answered that it falls within the dispute of Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yisrak ba Reb Lazer Hoyri Medeichek Lahatir Roshim Adonim Lesachach Bahen. Rabbi Yisrak ba Reb Lazer ruled in a case of great need that one may untie the ends of the mats and use the mats as schach. Taninan v'chein amate roshim adonim tahira v'at amah hachin. The Gemara asks on that, why did he only permit it in the case of great need? Since they no longer contract tumah when the ends are untied, it should always be permitted to use them as schach. Hadnalach perek sukkah.